let's continue Vayitzra in the Gemara we started 2 weeks ago. It said the Gemara says that the reason why some Kofer and Tchis HaMesim doesn't have Tchis HaMesim is because who Kofer Bo Sichach Lo Yelo Chelak Bo. The Gemara says, why? Shekol Midosu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Kenegan Mida. That's why he doesn't get Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, the Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonasan, Minayin Shekol Midosu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Kenegan Mida, Shenemar Vayomer Alisha Shimu Dvar Hashem Ke Eis Machar Sa Soles B'Shekel Zasayim Sa'arim B'Shekel B'Shar Shomer. The Gemara says, how do we know this Yisai that we've been discussing, that since someone doesn't believe in something, they can't get it? So learns it out from a story by Elisha. That the story is, there was this terrible famine in Shomron, and they couldn't imagine, everyone thought they were going to starve to death, and Elisha stands up and he says, tomorrow there's going to be, everyone's going to be able to buy solar. And it says, "Uksiv ha'yan ha'shlish ha'sher l'melech nishan al yado et ish ha'lokim, ha'yom ha'hinei ha'shem osa rubus ha'shamayim." This shlish, this captain of the king, he says to Elisha, how could this possibly be? That Hashem will make windows? It can't possibly be. Ha'yi ha'dav ha'zeh? He says, he doesn't believe it can happen. So Elisha answers him, "Vayomer Himcha roa beinecha umisham lo socha. You're going to see it, but you're not going to be able to eat it. You're not going to be able to have any of it because you didn't believe in it." So I'd like to try to explain tonight why exactly the Gemara is taking this pasuk as a makkah for this idea that you have to believe in something in order to get it. So we see, first let's see, what was the chet of the shlish? Right? He didn't have a muna in the Dvar Hashem of Elisha, that there's going to be this big Yeshua. So, Stam, the chesaron in Amuna here wasn't the regular, he didn't believe, right? It's not that he didn't believe it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't believe it's possible, such a thing. The Baruch Hu, he's saying, how could it be? He's bothered just with Matthias. He says, how could you go from one day there's no food and the next day there's food all over the place? He says, how could it be? He says, is Hashem going to make Arubos Bashamayim? He says, this is something that just can't be. Right, so this is something that's really, it's definitely being brought here to bring up the idea you have to believe in something in order to receive it. You have to believe in Tchias HaMeisim, which we said is to believe that Hashem is amazing, he wants to give us Olam Haba in order to get it. But there's something a little more subtle here, right? The subtlety is that it's not that he completely doesn't believe. It's that he says this, he's saying, I can't understand how this could happen. Right? He has no mystic, because it seems like something that's absolutely impossible. And what he should have said was that, no, that in a chinami, my seichel, I don't understand how it's going to happen. Like Gufa, if you see Malachim, it happens in a very strange way that it comes about, something no one could have foreseen, that they're able to get food into Shomron. So he can't be mastic, but to say, nevertheless, he has a muna, even if he can't be mastic. You see a very interesting thing, that's exactly the site of the muna that gets some Tchias HaMeisim. The muna that gets some Olam Haba is B'dafka the muna, and not just the muna that we have been speaking about, which is the muna that Hashem's a meitiv, that there is an Olam Haba, that the tachas is Olam Haba, but this muna that we'll see that even when a person can't be mastic, when a person sees everything looks like al pi his seichel, he can't understand how is it that Hashem is supposed to be being made to this. How is it that this Yeshua is going to come about? Gufa having a muna anyway, that's exactly what brings Olam Haba. We find this in the Makoros that the Gemara brings for Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. We'll see that the Makoros the Gemara brings are not Stam Ramazim that happened to be in the Torah. Every remez is the dafka why the Torah put the remez in these psukim. So the first makkah I want to look at is really the second makkah that Gemara brings. We've already mentioned it once. It's in the last wide line. It says, Rav Simai Omer, Minayin L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah, Shenemer V'gam HaKimosius Brisi Yitam L'Seis L'Hem HaTzeret Kanan. That the Gemara says, Lechem lo nemar, elo lehem. Mikan l'tchias ha'meisim min ha'tayra. Right? Torah says, I have a bris, I'm going to give Eretz Yisrael to the Avos, and the Avos didn't get Eretz Yisrael, so it must be this is Chiyus HaMeisim. And we already mentioned, it's not Sam or Remez, that you happen to find a Remez here, that the Avos are going to come back to life, but this Pasuk is Bedafka, the Avtacha for Olam Haba. Right? We've already developed this idea that when the Torah is Naftiach, Yerusha Ta'aretz, that's always being given as a Remez to getting Olam Haba. So this is the pasuk that's Mamash saying that there's going to be an Olam Haba, that the Avos and their Toldos are being told they have a bris, they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, they're going to get Olam Haba. We find if we look at the context that this pasuk is said, if we look at the context, we'll see that there's a much deeper reason here why B'dafka, the remez for Tchiyas HaMeisim in HaTorah, is B'dafka coming from this pasuk. We'll see from this pasuk is showing us exactly what is the shayrish of a person's emuna that he needs to get Olam Haba. Because this pasuk, V'gamma Kimosis Brisi, Yitam, the Seif Lemes Eretz Kanan, so this is the pasuk we just read in Parashat Ve'era. Right, the pasuk right before this says, "Ve'era el Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'Kel Shakai u'Shmi Hashem lo nadati lahem." That Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is an end of Chelik, and Rashi quotes on the pasuk that Hashem's giving Musar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem's giving Musar to Moshe Rabbeinu and saying that the Avos were never Mahar after my Midos. I revealed myself to the Avos with the Shem Kel Shakai. I didn't reveal the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei is the Shem HaMiyuchud, which Rashi says the inner of Hashem being Mekayim his Avtachos, of being the Shalim Schar. Right? The Shem Havai is always the Shem of Chesed, the Shem of that's Miyuchud Hashem. Hashem's eager Kavan in the Bria to do Chesed, so that he didn't reveal to the Avos. And the Gemara says that nevertheless, the Avos were Ovid Hashem, and they were never Mahar after my Midos. That was the Gaus of the Avos. So the Gemara says, in Chelek Hashem says, I that I lost the Avos. And he gives Moshe Musar. Why? Because Moshe, in the end of Parshas Shemos, Moshe just has asked Hashem, Lo Mahar Yosel Yom Hazeh. And Moshe says, well, he sees right away things don't seem to be working. To him, it looks like Hashem's not being native. It looks the opposite. And right away, he questions HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama ha'yosol am hazeh. So what does Hashem tell him? Hashem tells him the Avos are the exact opposite. The Avos, Gufa, have this emuna, right, that Hashem's a mate that they never question. Right? Even when things seem exactly the opposite, right, all the nisyonos that the Avos were given, right, the Akeda and all the other nisyonos that, al pi seichel, the way a person, it looks, it doesn't look like Hashem's being mate, they're all nisyonos hiding Hashem's mita of Shem Havaya of Hatava, and nevertheless they had a Muna and they were never Mahara. So the very next pasuk is V'gam HaKimosis Brisi Talmud Seif Lehem Eseret Kanan. Gufa, because of that, Hashem says, that's why I was Mahtir to them the bris to give them Tchiyas HaMeisim and to give them Olam Haba. Gufa, because of that koyach, that they're not Mahara. That even when it doesn't make sense, they see Hashem as a Meitiv. So that's the koyach that gives Olam Haba, that emuna. And you see that Moshe Rabbeinu, his chet, what happened because of his chet, so he said, Lama haryosa am hazeh, right? He questions Hashem's midah of tav, he doesn't understand, he wants to understand it. And so the punishment for that, so Rashi says, also discussed later in Chelet, Hashem says to him, Atza tiras asher esa leparo melech mitzrayim. Says, now you can see what I do to Paro. Because Al Darshan, you can see what I do to Paro, but you're not going to see what I do to the Shiva Ammon. That already here was the Shairish of the decree that Moshe is not going to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So this is exactly what we discussed in the first year, that the whole Indian of not being able to come into Eretz Yisrael is an Indian of not being, some Indian, I mean, Avada, Moshe is getting a Chelek Olam Haba, but there's some Indian of the inner of coming to Eretz Yisrael, which we explain is the inner of within Olam Hazeh, having a sheiches to Olam Haba. So Moshe is already being told, you're not going to be able to come in. Right? It's Merumas, he can't come in because of this question, Lama Har Yosa. And it's a very interesting thing because, right, we know that the Feirish, what we're told in the Torah, why Moshe can't come into Eretz Yisrael, is later because of the Chet of Mei Meriva, that he hit the rock. So it's very interesting. First of all, what the Chet of hitting the rock was, so the Torah says, Hashem says to Moshe, Yan lo hemantem bi lahakti sheni. Because you didn't have emunah in me, therefore you're being punished, you can't come into Eretz Yisrael. Right, the lack was on emunah. And what's emunah? Right, normally you use the word emunah as meaning belief. Right, it's definitely not, in the Torah that's not what the word emunah means. Emunah is coming from the word, same as the word neman. Right, that is trustworthy. Right, having trust in Hashem. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even believing in Hashem. He's being told that you didn't have this emunah to trust in Hashem. Right, that what's emunah? Right, you trust someone, meaning a person who doesn't have to prove something to you. He doesn't have to prove it so that you, mamash, see it and know it. But you trust him. So that's emunah. So there was some level of chesaron in Moshe Rabbeinu and that emunah. And it's a very interesting thing that these two chatam, the chet b'yetzias Mitzrayim of Lo Mehari Osa, and this chet of hitting the rack, that they're both chesaronos and emunah. But the thing that's interesting is also that they're mamash the same chet. It's mamash the exact same chet that's happening over again, right? Because what was the chet by hitting the rock? So Rashi says that first Moshe Taka did speak to the rock. Moshe spoke to the rock to give that water, and the rock didn't listen. Nothing happened. So then Moshe Taka, that was the chesaron in emunah, that he saw, look, the rock's not listening. My talking to it doesn't seem to be doing anything. This is creating a gewaltig chil Hashem. So he's going to hit it. He didn't have a straight emunah. So what was the chet by leaving with Mitzrayim? So it's very interesting what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says that Hashem says to Moshe, Daver al Paro melech Mitzrayim, Vishalchas b'nei Yisrael. Talk to Paro and let him send out b'nei Yisrael. And Moshe even answers, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu li ve'eich yishme'eni Paro. How's Paro going to listen to me? I'm going to go tell him he's going to listen to me. So it's very interesting. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's question, right? How is Moshe Rabbeinu understanding things? It always seems a little bit strange, meaning, of course, when Hashem says, Hashem understands, you're not going to just tell Paro, please, could they leave, and he's going to let them leave. Right? Of course it's not going to work. What Moshe thought that is because he's such a good spokesman, so Paro's going to let them go? It's what's going on. So the pshat is, Avada Moshe was the Bechir Sheb and Nevi. It wasn't a misunderstanding between him and Hashem. He didn't understand what Hashem wanted. No, there was a Bechina that Hashem was telling Moshe, you speak to Paro that he should let them go. There's some bechina that has something to do with letting Klal Yisrael go. Hashem wanted Moshe to go to Paro and tell Paro let them go. And what happened? So Gufa, that was where Moshe's question came in. He said, I went to Paro, I told him let them go. He spoke to Paro, and nothing happened. Right? Not only did nothing happen, things got worse. So it's the exact same thing. And therefore he asked the question, Lam Har Yosu Lam Azeh. And that's why he asked, hey, B'nei Strolo Shamolai. And you find that there's a medrash on the Patira of Moshe Rabbeinu that says that, points out that in Vayelech, Hashem tells Moshe, Hein Karvu Yomecha Yamos. Your days are coming to die. So the medrash says that Moshe asks, why does Hashem use the word Hein? Behold, your days are coming to die.